This latest round of fighting, the fourth major battle since 2008, did not resolve any of the core issues between Israel and the Palestinians, but it did reveal new dynamics that could influence the conflict in the coming years. NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie is with us to talk about that. Good morning.
Hi, Lulu.
Greg, you and I have covered this conflict going back many, many years. And I'm just wondering, did anything strike you as new and significant this time?
Yeah, I think the sustained Hamas rocket attacks were quite noticeable. More than 4,000 rockets that landed all over the southern half of Israel, especially in the cities along the Mediterranean coast, including Tel Aviv. When Hamas was first making these crude homemade rockets in the early 2000s, they were so feeble they sometimes didn't make it out of Gaza. You'd talk to the Israeli military and they'd say, 10 rockets were fired from Gaza today and 5 hit Israel. And what about the other 5? Well, some landed inside Gaza, some splashed into the Mediterranean. These rockets literally missed the country they were aimed at. They were wildly inaccurate for a reason. Hamas would cut down lampposts and use those for the launching tubes for these rockets.
I mean, we should say Hamas, which rules Gaza, doesn't build bomb shelters for its peoples. It amasses weapons. So how did Hamas manage to develop this huge arsenal of rockets?
Well, in a word, practice. They also smuggled some rockets, Iranian rockets, into Gaza using tunnels under the Gaza-Egypt border. But Egypt's President Sisi, who's no friend of Hamas, he shut down these tunnels by pumping in seawater and sewage. And as Daniel Estrin mentioned, Gaza's been under a blockade for years. And so this really led Hamas to cobble together rockets with all sorts of dual-use items, machine parts, metal tubes, homemade explosives. And they've also built this extensive tunnel network inside Gaza so they can store rockets, move them around underground, pop up and fire them, and disappear again. I spoke about this with Michael Herzog. He's a retired Israeli general living in Tel Aviv, and he's now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
When Hamas started firing, we met a bigger arsenal with longer range rockets and some of them with heavier payloads and with the ability to fire a barrage to try and overwhelm Israel's defenses.
So Hamas tried to overwhelm Israel's defenses. But as we've just heard from Daniel Estrin in Gaza, this is still a very uneven battle. Could that dynamic ever change?
No, not really. Israel's Iron Dome defense system took out about 90% of the rockets, but that still means about 300, 400 of these rockets got through over the 11 days of fighting. And this sustained fire kept Israeli civilians pinned down. It led foreign airlines to suspend flights into Gaza. So it was far more disruptive to a larger part of Israel than in any of the previous conflicts. But Israel does have the Iron Dome system. It has state-of-the-art drones, F-16, F-15 fighter jets, Navy ships just off the coast of Gaza. Israel's military is very high-tech, and all these systems can communicate with each other. There's really no other army in the region that can match this, and let alone a militant group that's making homemade weapons.
And just briefly, to take a step back and assess where the Israelis and Palestinians are after this round of fighting and what we should be looking for.
Well, in the past, ceasefires would often be followed by calls to restart peace negotiations to address the big issues. But that's not happening now. Hussein Ibish, who's at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington, explained why.
There's no call for a return to negotiations because there are no negotiations to return to. What we're looking for is the return to a really unsatisfactory status quo. This is a heavy lift to get to a terrible place. And that's the reality we face.
So on the Israeli side, Prime Minister Netanyahu has never been a fan of peace talks. He's fighting for his political life. The fighting showed that Hamas is driving the Palestinian narrative. The Biden administration has made clear it wants to reduce the U.S. role in the Middle East. If there's any silver lining, it's that these battles are often followed by a period of calm. And perhaps that's the best we can hope for right now.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie, and you're listening to NPR News.